Hi, I'm Steve Jenkins. I work for Fairway Markets in the New York area, and we're awfully proud to support Heritage Radio, and we care so much about everything that goes on out here at Roberta's in their studio, because they talk to people who are serious about food, and that's what we are at Fairway, is we're serious about food. We just care very deeply about you as a customer, and how you cook and what you cook with and how you entertain, and that's why we love to support Heritage Radio, because it's pretty much the same thing. It's wanting to find happiness through serious food and people who are serious about it and care about learning everything there is to learn about it. And that's we're kindred spirits. If it's something worth having in your kitchen, you're going to find it at Fairway. And if there's somebody worth talking to about food, you're going to find them on Heritage Radio, and we will be supporting you guys for a long, long time. At Fairway, I'm your personal grocer, Steve Jenkins, Fairway Market.
Welcome to Hot Grease. I'm your host, Nicole Taylor. This Heritage Radio Network program is brought to you by Fairway Market. Every week on Hot Grease, we bring people back to what's great in food. Culinary traditions, cooking at home, knowing your farmer, or even growing your own food. I spotlight good food fighters and the culture of the good food movement, from chefs to tastemakers to moms on a budget. Today, we'll be talking tips for New Year's Eve's eating and our 2010 wrap-up. Home stretch, baby! Less than 10 days until 2011. And I decided that we should take a look back at last year's favorite hot grease segments. Let's start with one of my favorite restaurants in New York City. I had brunch yesterday there. The place is Egg in Williamsburg. Shout out to Jay Stewart for the excellent service at brunch. And I actually have a snippet of episode 31. That was way back, maybe the summer or spring, where I shout out Egg. Go on to talk about some of my favorite places in Brooklyn to have Southern food. They highlight Egg, which is actually in Williamsburg. They have really good fried chicken, a lot of local greens, and I think their eggs are all like locally raised and stuff. So they mention Egg in here. They also have pies and thighs. Just reading this article, I hadn't checked out pies and thighs. I went yesterday. It was pretty decent. I think I like Egg better, but pies and thighs, it definitely made me feel like I was in the South. Just the restaurant alone, they nailed that. So if you're just tuning in, you were just listening to a snippet of episode 31 of Hot Grease, where I'm shouting out my favorite restaurant of 2010, Egg in Williamsburg. I think it's on East 5th, right off Bedford. It's at the L and the Bedford stop. But they're on Twitter. If you go to Pig and Egg, they're there. You can see them. Ms. Stewart handles all the social media at Egg. So, Egg. Next on my shout-outs or look back of 2010 Hot Grease is Hot Grease and food activism. You guys know I'm all about food activism here on Hot Grease. And some of my favorite episodes are Mara Gittleman from Farming Concrete. And then I always do, at least once a month, I have food headlines. Melissa Danielle, I call her the Donna Brazile of HRN, Heritage Radio Network. She's been on like 3+ times. And she always is a great guest, particularly with food headlines. And I can't forget Nichelle Stevens, one of my favorite guests of 2010. She dubbed me the view of food. She said Hot Grease is like The View, but it's all about food. So if you haven't, check out those episodes. You can go straight to heritageradionetwork.com and you can put in Mara Gittleman or either Farming Concrete and the episode will pop up. You can do the same thing if you're looking for Melissa Danielle or Nichelle. Put their names in and they'll come right up in our archive on Heritage Radio Network. Also, talking about food activism and some of my favorite shows, Damian Mosley. He actually came here from Maryland. He was once based in New York City, but he came to talk about Shirley Sherrod. So we had some great commentary on Miss Shirley Sherrod, who was fired from the USDA. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, you know the whole Shirley Sherrod story. That was definitely one of my favorite episodes, Hot Grease episodes. Let's move on to technology, foodnetwork.com. They came here before Thanksgiving. That's a big deal to have Food Network, the VP of online media, online, right here in Heritage Radio Network studio. She came on the show. You can go back and take a listen to that. For folks who know me or have been listening to the past 50 plus episodes of Hot Grease, I absolutely love the Brooklyn Flea. So Eric Demby, the co-founder of Brooklyn Flea, was on the show, along with Fernando Music from the Rooster Group. Fernando was on the show twice in 2010. He came on to talk about the next big small brand and to announce the contest, the 2011 contest. Yeah, here's a note about the next big small brand. Last week, they announced the finalists. So I'm sure I'm going to be talking about the winners. I'm definitely going to have them on the show in the new year. So, hey, we're doing things here on Hot Grease. Other favorite shows. Oh, Kate Payne. She's on my list. Kate Payne. Hip Girl's Guide to Homemaking. I think she was on one of the first shows in January or February last year. Kate is actually coming out with a book. Her book is complete. So in the spring, you'll get Hip Girl's Guide to Homemaking. You can catch out. You can watch or, well, not watch. You can listen to her episode by putting in Hip Girl's Guide to Homemaking or putting her name on Heritage Radio Network's archive. And hear her talking about the book before she even got a book deal. How about that? And let's see who else. Moore's Kitchen. They have the great ginger syrup that's made right here in Brooklyn. I call it my secret holiday magic potion. I've been using it like the whole month of December, putting it in cocktails. And lastly, Meg Pasca and Deb and Greg Anderson. All three of these people keep chickens in Brooklyn. My favorite shows. I love Meg. She is a great person. If you're really into very rustic, down home, do it yourself, growing your own food, authentic Meg Pasca is the person. Definitely one of my favorite shows of 2010. And the Andersons. I have a clip of the Andersons in the studio. Hands down, I think this is my favorite show. They brought the chicks in the studio, and everyone in the studio was so excited and so happy to have the chickens right here in the studio. Gorgeous birds. So I'm going to leave you guys with a clip of episode 38 of Chicks in the City.
In North Crown Heights. Welcome to Hot Grease, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
So we have a friend in the studio, y'all. They brought a chick here. Please tell us the chicken's name.
Her name is Big Red.
Oh, my gosh. Big Red is... I have to take a picture. I'm going to put it up on my Twitter feed. You have to see Big Red. Beautiful chicken. We have to talk the personality of a chicken. So you guys let her out of the cage. Had a little accident in here.
Right.
So there you have it, guys. Those are just my brief highlights of some of my favorite shows in 2010. Things you need to go back and listen to if you're like, oh, man, I missed this episode. Go back, check it out. We're doing big things here on Hot Grease. We're going to take a short break and come back with more Hot Grease. Welcome back to Hot Grease on Heritage Radio Network. Check out our program schedule and show archives on heritageradionetwork.com. This is it, the final installment of our December series, Green Living, Green Giving, and Great Food. We have provided tips, commentary, and ideas for a fabulous holiday season. In the studio, we have Marina. Why do I think, is it Marina or Marina?
Marina.
Marina. Gosh, I've been saying your name wrong. Marina Berger.
Yes.
Marina is a personal chef in New York City and blogs and tweets under the name Marina Cooks. Marina, welcome to Hot Grease.
Thank you for having me.
Personal chefing or being a personal chef seems so fancy.
Yeah.
What is the skinny old folks who have personal chefs?
They're fancy.
Oh, they're fancy, huh?
They are.
Oh, like Drake, huh?
Like Drake. Yeah, my clients are mostly on the Upper East Side. And everything that goes along with that, they have, you know, the personal chefs and the nannies and the housekeepers.
So are you telling me a regular person like Nicole or someone that's living in Brooklyn, you know, trying to make it on a budget, can we not have a personal chef? Or
I can't have a personal chef, and I am one.
So this is actually a good thing, because this means we're getting the best. We're getting pedigree information. We're going to eat like the people on the Upper East Side today, huh?
Yeah, you could even probably eat better.
Okay, so I know personally that you're an excellent cook or chef.
Thank you.
And I want you to give us some tips for entertaining a few people on New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking of celebrating out, but I looked at some of the prices and I'm like, no, it's just too crazy.
Yeah, New Year's is crazy, especially in New York, I think. I think it's way overpriced and overhyped. I definitely prefer an evening in with friends. That's low key.
I've had three get together gatherings parties from right before Thanksgiving up until now. So I'm not going to invite, like, I usually invite at least 15 people to my apartment. So I'm thinking about just chilling with another couple. So what do you suggest for us to do?
Well, for the evening of, if you want like a fancy dinner.
Oh, fancy, huh?
Well, I think especially if it's just like four people or six people, you could get a little fancier with the ingredients, but still keep it simple. Like, I am a fan of roasting things. I think that it's nice because you don't have to worry about plating. You don't have to worry about timing so much. You can roast a chicken. If you want to get really fancy, you could roast like a leg of lamb. And kind of keep it warm in the oven for a little bit, let it rest. It's not the kind of thing that you have to check on all the time. So you could still enjoy your guests. Roast some potatoes, make a nice salad or some greens. And I think that, you know, a little wine, it has a nice feeling to it. It's still festive.
So a dinner that's roasting, that's one idea. Mm-hmm. So basically I can just pick out the protein. Mm-hmm. Or the vegetables, because if someone's vegetarian, if I just roast some vegetables, they'll be fine. And that's pretty easy. Just put it in the stove, right? Olive oil, salt and pepper.
Olive oil, salt and pepper. If you want to get a little, like, a little punchier, fresh herbs, rosemary, thyme, whatever looks good in the grocery store, or if you grow your own.
So what do you suggest? Because I'm, you know, we've had this conversation, or maybe we haven't had this conversation offline. I so don't want to cook. So what if I just want to do appetizers, some fingers, something, and just bring some beverages? What do you suggest?
I think that wine and cheese is always a good starter. Okay. Because people love cheese.
Yeah.
And olives and nuts and like dried fruit. And you could even like that could be pretty elaborate and even get like some smoked meats going.
Okay.
Stuff like that. If you really don't want to cook, but still want like a nice meal, some good bread.
So should I be sticking with champagne?
I don't know. I mean, it really depends on what people like. I'm not a huge champagne person. Like I like it for, you know, midnight. I like popping open the bottle and having my glass, but I'm really a red wine person.
Okay.
And I think that New Year's is still, you know, it's not too late to still do the mulled wine.
Okay.
That also gives
okay.
that look.
Yeah, I always think that's like, okay, bring out the champagne, bring out the Prosecco. So that's a great idea, great tip. So still do the mulled wine.
I think so.
Okay.
I mean, I don't have Christmas.
Right.
So for me, like New Year's is more the...
That's a Christmas thing for you.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. I don't know. I'm first generation. My parents are Russian. We'd have New Year's parties with a tree because that was what Russians did. So it's a whole other.
Cool. Yeah. And talking about traditions and people around the world, how they celebrate. Last year, friend of the show, Stacey West, gave a rundown of New Year's Eve day food traditions. Mm-hmm. And what do you suggest for eating for the first day of the year? So you've had your wine, mulled wine or your champagne or your Prosecco, and it's the next day. Traditionally growing up, I had, you know, the black eyed peas, collard green mm-hmm. thing. But what do you suggest for people? What meals, brunch, lunch, or dinner?
I imagine people are nursing hangovers. So eggs and bacon.
Okay.
If you're hosting a brunch for New Year's, I think frittatas are awesome.
Okay.
Because you can make them the day before when you're sober and heat them up in the oven, you know, half an hour or 20 minutes before people come over. And you could get really fancy with that. Like you could put greens in it. I like roasted root vegetables. Mm-hmm. Some parsnips, some sweet potatoes, with garlic all roasted up and then put in the frittata with some, you know, goat cheese.
Do we need anything else with the frittata? Cause you can't eat that even for dinner with a salad.
Yeah. You could have, I think I'm a fan of salad at any time of the day. Mm-hmm. Like I'll have that for breakfast or brunch. Toast, like whatever you like in the morning. Like I'm a savory person, so I'm good with the frittata, salad, and coffee. You can make some cocktails with orange juice and pomegranate that are both in season right now. And pomegranates I see as like a really New Year's food.
Yeah.
It's like abundant and they're in season and they look like rubies. And I know in Jewish tradition for the Jewish New Year, you have pomegranates. So uh-huh. you could totally transfer that over into January.
So I have one of my friends, Donette, she's in the studio, she's listening, she's a huge lover of sweets. Mm-hmm. So what would you say, because a lot of people I know, for me, I'm gonna try to lay off sweets in mm-hmm. in 2011, but if you want that last day of sweet things on New Year's, what do you suggest?
I don't like really really sugary sweets, but I do make a cake that's almond flour based.
Mm.
And I soak it in pomegranate juice. And then I take a pomegranate and put all the pomegranate seeds on top of it. And it's this gorgeous pomegranate jewel cake.
Oh, shit. I need that recipe.
Yeah.
Look, Donette's all smiling. She's getting excited. She needs some of your classes.
Yes.
Yes. She's trying to learn how to cook. Okay. I have one final question for you. And I want you to stick around for the last segment.
Of course.
What is your food wish for 2011, either globally, locally, or personally?
Well, I'll start with personally. I'm actually, my goal for the new year is to move into a more paleo hunter-gatherer diet. So I'm cutting out the beans and the grains and the processed foods. It's my wish for myself.
Okay.
I think globally, There's so much to fix. There's so much fix. I think just a safer, better, more just food system. You know, I have little, nothing too big.
Okay. Miranda Zolling, thank you.
Thank you.
For stopping by High Grease. Stay in the studio and chat with us. Listeners, keep listening. We have 10 more minutes left on Hot Grease Food Radio. Welcome back to Heritage Radio Network. I am your host, Nicole Taylor. Hot Grease is produced and engineered by Jack Inslee. This program is being sponsored by Fairway Markets. Let me give a Southern Girl's hug to Roberta's Restaurant, located at 261 Moore Street in Brooklyn, New York, the location of two sustainable shipping containers known as Heritage Radio Network. If you're listening to the sound of my voice, I want to give you a thank you for making 2010 a great year for Hot Grease. I also want to thank Jack Inslee, Nat Wiener. Nat has moved on, but thank Nat, Patrick, and the whole crew at Heritage Foods USA for supporting Hot Grease, and all of my listeners and followers on social media who tweet and talk and listen to the podcast. What to expect in 2011 from Hot Grease? So quickly, I'm just going to tell you what we're going to be doing in 2011. First of all, you're going to get 50 shows of Hot Grease in the new year, and we'll have two seasons. So the first season will consist of 25 shows, and then you'll have season two. It'll consist of another 25 shows. I think I did over 50 shows this year, but we're going to cut it down to 50 shows in 2011. Another thing to expect, type and tell. I think I did like two or three type and tells in 2011, but people really generally like the type and tell. And it's where I highlighted good food producers and restaurants and really cool people on the internet. I think I'm going to narrow it down to people who are making cool food products or restaurants. So I'm going to come back strong with type and tell. So if you're listening, you'll feel the urge to go to your computer and type and tell everyone about the great good food restaurant or product that I've talked about on the show. Also, I am going to kick off a series similar to the famous portrait, A Great Day in Harlem. Not sure if you guys are familiar with that portrait, but I can't remember the year, if it was the 30s, 40s, or 50s. A group of jazz musicians took this picture in Harlem, and it's a famous picture. I think people tried to, they recreated it in Atlanta, but I plan to do a photo of people who are doing food stuff in New York City. So over the course of the season one, I'm going to highlight folks, and the goal is at the end, this photo is going to come out of people that are doing food work, meaning activists, personal chefs, you name it in this photo. So that's going to happen. And then lastly, you're going to get more food headlines. I want more celebrity interviews. I need Gwyneth Paltrow in the studio. I love Gwyneth. She's coming out with a book. I need Killer Mike in the studio. I need Erykah Badu. I need all these folks in the studio, and I'm going to try really hard to get celebrity interviews, people that are, and they're going to be talking about food and their lives. So, and then original content, you're going to keep getting that right here on Heritage Radio Network. Content that no other food media platform has. You guys should know by now, we're groundbreaking. We bring you stuff before stuff is hot. And so continue to listen in 2011 to Hot Grease Food Radio. Marina,
thank you for being on the show again. You closed out 2010. I'll be back in January.
Wow. I'm very honored.
Yes. Never forget you. Donette, thank you for joining us in the studio with your presence. Listeners, thank you for listening. Tune in every Monday. You can catch us live. Live stream should be back up in 2011 or via your MP3 player.
Thank you, Nicole.
Yes, Jack.
Show's been awesome all year.
Yes, yes, yes.
And Badu, if you're out there, phone interview will be just fine.
Okay, no doubt, Badu-du, yes. But until then, Erica Badu and all the listeners, remember to always take the road less traveled.